Live. You can bring up anything that you want toll free here. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll free line. And with you in the studio this evening, you have Ian,
Tally,
and Allie.
All right, so the toll-free number again is 855-450-FREE. We also have Skype. You can Skype into the show. Username there is lrn.fm, so feel free to connect with us to discuss what you would like. Still to come tonight, Jason, or rather Tally, has for us a story, a disturbing story about the NSA and the creator of Linux. But first, we go to Allie, where last week we teased this one, Allie, I think, but we never really got it on the air. And it's about a young lad, 11 years old, who is a CEO of a business.
Yep, he owns his own bow tie design empire, if you can believe that.
Tell me more.
So this story is from the Huffington Post blog. Says, ever since he was 4 years old and dressing himself, Mosiah Moe Bridges, now 11, insisted on wearing a suit and tie whenever he could, even to the grocery store or while riding his bike. Quote, I love dressing up, says Bridges, who found early inspiration from his father and grandfather, who typically wear three-piece suits for no particular reason. Quote, I look and feel so much better in nice clothes. It makes me feel like an important person. His most treasured outfit is a seersucker white suit with blue pinstripes that he got at Land's End. He later asked his mother, Tramica Morris, to sew braces into the suit. Real men wear braces. However, his mother...
I wonder what a brace is. I am obviously not a real man, so I don't know.
I'm not
know.
Even sure either.
Yeah, I'll look that up.
He's very sophisticated, it sounds.
Yeah, that sounds like it.
There's photos of him. Look, he looks sharp.
He knows more about suits than I do. I've barely worn those things.
When Bridges, a music lover, saw images of singers he admired, like the Jonas Brothers and Justin Bieber wearing bow ties, this 9-year-old tie guy got inspired. But while shopping for bow ties, all that he found were plain and ugly black and red clip-ons.
Hmm.
I said, Mom, I'm not clipping anything on my neck. Real men tie their own ties. So Bridges turned to his grandma, who had been a seamstress for 50 years and had a plethora of vintage and rare material scraps, and said, teach me. The very first bow tie he made was what he calls, quote, a really big, uneven blue taffeta? Mess? I don't know what taffeta is.
Maybe it's the type of material?
Yeah, maybe. Like something that a clown would wear, recalls Bridges. Ever determined, he just kept making them on his grandma's sewing machine until his skills improved. Ultimately, his grandma bought him his own sewing machine, so he was really able to throw himself into his work when he wasn't outside playing football. Within a few months, he had a personal collection of 30 bow ties all fashioned from his grandmother's vintage fabric, which included bold florals, African prints, choir robes, even scraps from 1970s dresses. Quote, I want to make bow ties I've never seen before, he explains. Family and friends took notice of the dapper boy. Quote, they would see me wearing bow ties and say, that's really cool, I want one. So I thought, why don't I sell them, explains a sixth grader slash entrepreneur. Soon, Moe's Bows, with a 9-year-old Bridges at the helm, was in business, with his own business cards. At first, his mother and grandmother helped create the merchandise, which they sold to family and friends. As the business increased through Facebook, an Etsy store, and word of mouth, so did the production team. Have you guys ever used Etsy before?
I am familiar with it. I've never used, I've gone to the site a couple times, but I've never actually, sold anything there.
It's pretty neat. It's like anyone can use it. It's to sell... handmade. I think originally it was just handmade stuff, but now it includes vintage stuff. But it's like you don't go there to get computer parts. Like you wouldn't find, they wouldn't be allowed on Etsy.
No, so it's like it's a kind of a craft site for people that really are looking for original stuff, right?
Exactly.
And will they take a cut of?
Yeah, I think Etsy does take like pretty big cut.
But they make it easy.
Yeah, it's really easy, and it's just like their layout's really nice, so that everyone can find your products pretty well. But anyway, I'm a fan of Etsy. At first, his mother and grandmother helped... Oh, I read the part. In addition to using vintage material from his granny's vast collection of fabrics, Bridges has expanded to newer prints like gingham and tweeds. And he has a formal line with silks and satins. Quote, when I see something that I like, I make it, says the CEO. The bow ties are all custom-made with adjustable hardware that can be altered in size. Quote, but I still make my personal bow ties to fit just my neck, so they don't have hardware, he explains. He He says the best part of owning a business is telling his mom what to do and meeting lots of different people.
That's adorable.
He says, I also like helping kids go to camp so they won't be bored and lonely during the summer. He says, last year, all proceeds from sales from the special Go Mo bow tie helped send 2 children to camp, and they hope to send 5 more this year. The bow ties are sold online and at boutiques throughout Tennessee, South Carolina, and Texas. He and his family sew each one from scratch. Often the family continues to work even after Bridges' 8:30 bedtime. He says, my family helps because I have to go to school. We're a unique company because we get the bow ties out on time, and you can't get them anywhere else. What a little businessman.
Yeah.
He's just got the mind. So is being an entrepreneur something that is just, it's a mind that you are born with? Because him being 11 years old and thinking this way and knowing how to sell a product and just seeing this.
I don't think you're born. I mean, I don't think that you're born to be an entrepreneur. I think that there's a lot of kids who might have some idea for something they want to do. And then, of course, the adults in their life will probably tell them things like, well, you need to have a business license first before you can do that, because they're an adult and they know how to do this. So you've got to go down to the government and ask permission to make sure you can sew a bow together, and then make sure you have your sales permit and your tax ID to be able to sell it. Yeah, son, you're probably not going to want to do that. It's too much work.
Well, kids tend to have more of a curiosity, and when you're talking about businesses and what they're looking for their teams, like their idea teams, they're looking for people willing to think outside of the box.
Mm-hmm. And kids can do that.
Kids can very easily do that because they don't have a box to think outside of. Just them thinking is outside of the box. So I wonder is a kid's mind more of a precious resource that most parents just sort of they overlook? They temper it down?
I think that there are a lot of parents who underestimate their kids. And so, you know, if their son or daughter were to come to them with an idea for a business, they would say, oh, you're too young for that.
Right.
It would just be a simple blow off like that. Oh, aren't you cute?
So maybe what's special about Mo is that he's got a family that's supportive.
And he was very assertive, wasn't he? Or he came across that way.
Yeah. When they describe his quotes, he says that he said it matter-of-factly and that he just seems very sure of himself.
Yeah, well, like he was saying in the beginning of the piece, that he was always looking to dress sharp when he was going out, and that was very important to him. And, you know, he got inspired to do something, and then one thing led to another. And before you know it, I mean, I pulled up the Forbes article about this. It says he made $30,000. Or has earned $30,000 thus far.
I mean, it's not going to stop either. People are going to want bow ties.
Right.
Yeah, especially if they're, like, really cool. Yeah. And this guy apparently brought cool to bow ties, so good for him.
Yeah, I wonder if Jeffrey Tucker is, like, his only customer. It's, like, buying up all the bow ties.
So I think this is an impressive story, and obviously there's probably more to it. But, you know, this is a business where they probably didn't even think to go and ask the government for a permission slip to run it. I don't know about the sales tax issue in, where is it, Louisiana? Tennessee, excuse me. He's in Memphis, Tennessee. I don't know what, you know, the issue is there with that, but eventually I imagine the bureaucrats would come calling if they could figure out a way to try to extract some wealth from this young man. But I think that that's what people should do, is they should just get inspired and go and do what they are inspired to do, not ask some bureaucrat's permission to do it first. Of course, most people aren't willing to do that. They want to do it the right way. And, of course, to them, doing it the right way means going and get a permission slip from the city bureaucrats.
And then you have Obama going on stage and saying, you didn't build that.
Right. You don't even get credit.
I wanted to say bridges, by the way, are suspenders. They look the ones that button into the pants.
Hmm. Okay, so they're kind of built in.
Right, and supposedly real men wear bridges.
Okay, I see. I feel like reading the story made me think of when I was a kid and how inspired I would be by just little things and get really into an idea and have all these amazing outlandish dreams. And I don't know why that happens less now that I'm older, but I kind of miss that. And I don't have anyone to blame for me not being that way anymore, except myself.
I think it takes an adult to really beat that out of a kid. I mean, not physically beat it out of them, but mentally.
Maybe.
Through just the things that they say to them and the discouragement. I mean, what successful entrepreneur hasn't faced discouragement from people on the way up? It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid Dual Active Formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Wade is fishing on a lake and just realized his car insurance bill is due. Should he A, water ski behind a pair of rainbow trout to the nearest post office, or B, pay his bill from Geico's mobile app? The correct answer is B. Paying your bill on Geico's mobile app takes only seconds. A pair of rainbow trout couldn't tow a full-grown man for more than a couple yards. The Geico mobile app is fast, free, and easier to navigate than a couple of fish.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 17th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,321.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,369.69, $684.85 for a half ounce, or $342.42 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,369.69, $684.85, and $342.42.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What if it happened? The lights go out and the power doesn't come back. Could you provide your family with the basic necessities of life? We can teach you how at the Sustainable Preparedness Expo. Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Monroe, Washington. Learn about growing all your own food, herbal medicine, emergency medical and dental techniques, water well hand pumps, seed saving, emergency radio communication for beginners, and other life-saving information to provide you with the knowledge to survive in the direst of situations. There's a wide variety of vendors offering the latest preparedness products and services. Plus, visit the Youngevity booth. The Sustainable Preparedness Expo is an event the entire family will enjoy. For tickets and registration info, go to sustainablepreparedness.com. Enter promo code GCN to save $3 on tickets. Don't wait to be a victim. Plan ahead with the Sustainable Preparedness Expo, Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Greater Seattle.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves toll-free, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you. They are there for you, and they're free. So those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their sites. Ours is free, so enjoy the archives and more over at freetalklive.com. The archives, in fact, go way back. They go all the way back to late 2006. You may download as many as you like at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. Your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime is to get together with people who think like you, people who love the ideas of freedom and who are willing to actually do something about it. Those are the kind of people that New Hampshire is attracting because of the Free State Project. The three of us in the room here tonight in the studio, all three of us, we didn't live together before. I mean, we don't live together now, but we live in the same town, and we didn't know each other before a few years ago. It was because of the Free State Project is why we're all here in New Hampshire, and we're all getting active in our unique ways to achieve more freedom. And I'm so grateful that I'm here with you guys.
Yeah, otherwise you guys would just be Facebook friends who I didn't really know in real life.
I don't think I would even know you on Facebook.
Really?
I mean, you know, I was just a talk show host in Florida. I mean, how would I know all these great liberty activists? It's because people came here and showed an interest in doing something is how I got. And I didn't even have much of a social life in Florida, and that's completely different here now. So go to freestateproject.org. Learn more about this concept. There are over 14,800 people have signed up for this. They've pledged to move to New Hampshire to get active, and you can join them and join us at freestateproject.org. All right, so this is just an amazing story that you shared with us tonight, Allie. It's about this young man. He started, was he nine, you think, when he started?
I think it said that he was inspired in making bow ties since he was even younger than that, but that, yeah. I guess, how much money did you say he'd made?
Well, this article from Forbes, which is different from yours, you have one from Huffington Post. This was written in August of this year, so relatively recent, and they say that he has earned over $30,000 thus far with his business. Now, when they say earned, I don't know if that means that that's what he's netted, as in he's made $30,000 profit, or if that's his gross and that, you know, his profits are, I don't know, a third of that or something like that. But either way, 10 grand,
yeah.
30 grand, whatever we're talking, anything in the five digits for somebody who is just over 10 years old, it's pretty impressive.
I can't even comprehend that kind of money. It says in the article, Mo's Bows started when he was nine. So that's
right.
Pretty impressive.
I have to say that that you know he's done an amazing job, and I wish more young people you know could do what it is that that he's doing, and I think there are a number of factors that prevent that from happening, and obviously the state is one of them. You know, one of the memories I have of and a good example of the state destroying a young person's dreams was the story that Dr. Mary Ruart told in her book Healing Our World. And for those that have read it, you probably remember it. It's the young lady, I think she was maybe 15, who was doing African-style hair braiding, which is a pretty unique service. It's not available in your average hair salon. And she was doing this out of her home because you're 15 years old. You probably can't afford to go and pay rent at some storefront. And word started getting around. People were using her services. And the newspaper got word of it. They sent a reporter out to do one of those, oh, human interest stories. Look at this young lady. She's making African hair braids, and it's a business. Isn't
yeah.
that cute? Kind of a story like this. And, well, it wasn't long before the bureaucrats showed up
uh-oh.
And demanded that she must have a, bar, what are they, a beauty, health and beauty license or
right.
something like that? Some kind of barber's license.
So
and
my question is, was she turned in by other beauty salons?
No.
That had
no,
to jump through these hoops?
No, it was the newspaper article. So the bureaucrats read the newspaper, of course.
I hope that they don't listen to Free Talk Live and go after Mo.
Well, this is appearing in Forbes and in Huffington Post. It probably has appeared locally as well, so who knows? You know, if the bureaucrats can find a way, they probably will go after you. Even if you are a child, as we've seen with the lemonade stands as well. So anyway, the bureaucrats came after this young lady for the African hair braiding, and of course when she looked into it, because most people, you know, they'll dutifully do as they're told by the bureaucrats, right? Bureaucrat says jump, they'll jump, without even saying, well, wait a minute, what about my rights and standing for freedom? So of course they looked into, well, what does it take to get one of these beauty licenses? And it was about 1,000 hours worth of instruction or something
ridiculous
like that. And then they found out that the curriculum during the 1,000 hours of instruction doesn't actually have anything to do with African hair braiding.
Now,
right.
It's been a while since I've had my hair African hair braided, but are there any chemicals involved?
I don't know.
I assume we're talking about cornrows, having cornrows put in.
I couldn't tell you.
Okay. If it is that,
maybe.
Which is what it sounds like to me, I had that done one time, and I have different, like, you know, hair, then it's like typically it was like, you know, I was on the basketball team. All the black girls had their hair cornrowed, and I wanted to fit in, so I let them do it to me. It was very painful, but there are no chemicals.
Why is it painful?
Because they do it really, really tight. Maybe they just didn't like me, and they're trying to, I don't know, see how I'd react to the pain.
Talia is showing me a picture of cornrows. Yes, I'm familiar with what it looks like. Yeah. I just don't know. I don't know if that's African hair braiding, but either way, they came after her, and the whole licensing process was completely irrelevant to what it was that she was trying to perform.
Right. She'd have to go to beauty school and learn how to do all kinds of things that she's never been interested in doing.
Right. She's not going to perform. She's not interested in it. And so really, as we found out here in New Hampshire, it's so typical for these government regulatory agencies to exist at the behest of those who benefit from them. In this case, the people who benefit from them are the beauty schools, most directly.
Right.
And then secondarily, the people who are already in business that have some sort of a beauty or a hair salon, that they don't want somebody new coming into the marketplace and competing with them.
Right. It limits competition in a big way.
And as it turns out, the person who put in the bill in New Hampshire to create similar licensing here, I don't know how many hours they require in New Hampshire or what the deal is here, but the bill that was put in by a state representative who just so happened to own a beauty school.
Wow.
It just so happens to be, or at least at the time it was, the only beauty school in New Hampshire. So, I mean, doesn't make it crystal clear that regulations like this only exist to benefit the politically connected and the, you know, the business people that are already there, I don't know what does.
So, I work part-time, and I was interested in seeing, like, you know, just to get an idea, if I did want to be a licensed makeup artist, what would that require?
And it was like Alabama?
No, here.
Oh, in
New Hampshire. And it would for me, it would, I think it was like, well, for everyone, I think it was over $10,000 for going to Keen Beauty Academy.
Oh, wow.
I think it was more than that, but I'm just going to fall back on like $10,000. And then it wasn't even like, you know, you take a couple courses. It was like having a second part-time job. It was like 8 to 3 every day or something. Crazy.
And how many hours? Do you know?
I can't remember what the total amount of hours was, but it was like having a part-time job. That you don't get paid for.
So you
pay them.
You decided against it.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that kills it, right? Like, that's one of the major factors that kills people doing business. We touched on this a little bit. I think it was last night. We didn't really dig into the idea. How has government regulation or the threat of it, you know, the fact that it's even there, how has that prevented you from creating a business? Because a lot of people have encountered this. They've like, well, what do I do? And they look into it, and then it's just, forget it. It's just not worth it. I'll just keep working at a job, which of course means you really can't get ahead as well. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Share your
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units, too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear, always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Maybe you were a young entrepreneur as well. You want to tell your story. Or maybe you're somebody who had your dreams dashed on the rocks by some bureaucracy having all kinds of stupid rules and ordinances and regulations and fines and fees and licensing fees, etc. Which, of course, really just amounts to bribery. You want to tell your story about how the government killed your idea, you're welcome to share both your success story or your failure at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Allie had brought in a story tonight about a young man, 11 years old now, who has really done a great job of creating his own original product. He wanted to make bow ties because he was disappointed with the lack of selection and color of
bow ties. Yeah, he wanted to be like his dad and his grandfather, but they didn't have a boy's bow ties that he found attractive. And he was like, you know, that's a niche I want to scratch.
Well, I don't know if he's just doing boys' bow ties. I think he's just doing bow ties.
Right. It seemed like it started from him wanting to be in the same style, but they just have the clip-ons, and he's better than that.
And this is a great example of how it is that a good business can be created, is when you're in the marketplace and what you want is not there. Someone in the marketplace has not created the thing that you want. So the idea being, at least, that if you want this thing, there's a good chance that someone else out there, maybe more than one person, is going to want something similar.
Right.
And so if it's possible that somebody else out there is going to want this idea, then maybe it's worth your time or effort to explore the idea of providing it to them.
Well, you made a good point earlier, Ian, when you said that entrepreneurs are constantly facing people criticizing their ideas or just discouraging them in whatever way they can.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wonder if, one of the bigger parts of being an entrepreneur is to stay motivated despite all of that, because I can't tell you how many times I've been looking for something that seems so simple and would be so, you would think it'd be plentiful. I'm having a hard time thinking of an example, but you think that of course they're going to have it at Walmart or something. And then you go there and it doesn't exist. And you think, well, I could make that. I could start a business, but you don't.
Right. Most people don't. And I don't think, and maybe I'm completely wrong about this. Maybe you think that it is some sort of natural occurrence that people are just more likely to be entrepreneurial. But I think it has to do with environment. I mean, it's
right.
just absolutely.
Culture, right?
Yeah. Culture and environment. You know, if you're raised in a family of mom and dad have jobs and they've never done an entrepreneurial thing in their life. Well, they're not going to be too likely to encourage their son or daughter to take a risk and become an entrepreneur. And that's why a job is so nice, right? People feel secure at a job because, well, there's that paycheck every week. As long as you show up on time and you don't screw up too bad, you're probably going to get a paycheck at the end of the week. And then, of course, things go bad that you can't control. The business goes under or they're having a tough time. Staffing cuts happen. And then all of a sudden, you're out of a job. So a lot of people that have jobs, they have this mistaken feeling that they've got security, when in reality, that job could be gone tomorrow.
Well, it's true, but I think that being an entrepreneur does require you to handle taking relatively large risks compared to someone who just goes and applies to a job.
That's why I'm saying people don't want to be entrepreneurs because of that.
Well, parents probably want to discourage that too, because they just want their kid to be stable, and
yes.
the idea of their kid possibly losing everything on the screens that they had, you know, that could be devastating. But everyone, you know, the parents should really think through that logic, you know, all the way through, because obviously you learn from your failures.
Mm-hmm.
And even if, you know, if you are an entrepreneur and you fail, well, the idea is not that you never try that again. Typically, you know, if you just have that, if you feel like, you know, you're going to go for it, even if it is a big risk, then you'll, you know, dust yourself off and try again with something new.
Well, that's what Mo did in the story, right? He started making a bow tie, and it was junk the first time, but he got, you know, he kept at it, and he kept making them, and then all of a sudden he had something worth wearing and selling.
But speaking of risk, I mean, a lot of parents will roll the dice with their kids and go to college and spend big bucks on that.
Yeah, you want to talk about that? Like, if you have the money to go to college, that's money for a down payment on a house or, you know, investment in a business.
Yeah, Peter Thiel, he's kind of libertarianish, I believe, and he's the founder of PayPal. He is encouraging people, like, he'll give you large grants, not a scholarship to a college, but cash money so that you can pursue your entrepreneurial dream. And he's doing that for college-age people.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Do you have his number?
Yeah, I think we all want to talk to Peter.
Well, how many times have you seen something and done it for the first time and just you suck so terribly at it that you thought, I'm never going to do this again?
Generally, me in sports.
That's a good one. I was trying to think, what would that be?
With me and computers, it's as soon as I get confused, I feel trapped, and I'm like, I'm never going to do anything with computers again. Obviously, I'm forced to because of our society and their dependence on these.
You don't seem too bad at computers. I don't hear you complaining.
The iPad has been shown to be able to be used by, like, 98-year-olds and stuff. Anyone can use it. That's why it's perfect for me.
I'll take your word for it. Let's go to Adam. He's on the line in Myrtle Beach. And, Adam, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I love the show. I appreciate you guys taking my call. I got
Welcome.
A question about some bitcoins. I'm brand new to bitcoins, and, I mean, literally, I'm wet behind the ears. I got blockchain wallet just for no other reason, and I have no other wallet to pick from because I don't know. But I'm having a hard time kind of grasping, how do you actually buy a bitcoin? Where do you go to actually get my hands on some of these bitcoins?
Well, I'm glad you asked. If you've got do you have a Wells Fargo bank near you?
I do, and I'm clear on the cash to coins or whatever
it's sponsored. It's cashintocoins.com, and the initial report we received from a listener is that it's worked. There's actually another listener on Twitter who announced that he's going today to try cash into coins. He's going to make a deposit at his local Wells Fargo bank. That will go to the guy running cashintocoins.com. He will take that, buy bitcoins, and then send the bitcoins to you. It's really a simple operation.
Wells Fargo is a huge bank. That's pretty cool that they're on board with that.
Well, it's just
that I have one right down the street. Just the hours that I work are very, very difficult to manage. I work at night, stuff like that.
You can probably do a deposit at an ATM. That's a lot of banks have that option where you can go and just put something in at the ATM. That might be a way to do it, or just leave the deposit. Well, I guess you need to get a receipt. So some banks have late hours on certain days. Maybe there's a way to make that work.
What about CVS and their MoneyGram?
That you're talking about an old business that is no longer around, Allie, unfortunately, they have shut down. They say it's temporary, but it's been temporary now for several weeks. So right now,
is there anywhere online that I can purchase bitcoins, like through with a check card or bank account or anything like that?
Coinbase is one of them. I think they're still they're operational. If you have a bank account, you can link it into Coinbase, and then they will withdraw money directly from your bank account.
Or you could buy from someone selling their
Bitcoin. There's also local Bitcoins, which is a way to connect with others physically in reality who are willing to sell or buy Bitcoin. So I think it's localbitcoins.com. I'm not real clear on what the actual address is, but I'm sure if you Google it, you'll find it. And this might be I think those are three different, very distinct options. One, buying from a human being. Two, buying through your bank account. And then three, using cash from cashintocoins.com. So that should give you some place to get started.
That gives me a great place to get started. That's what I was hoping for. I'm going to see you guys at Liberty Forum, too, because we're going to be coming up there exploring the area and everything. So
very exciting. Looking forward to it. And good luck, Adam. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Yes, it's good that the world now has another cash into coins option, because not everybody has a bank account. Not everybody wants a bank account.
Sure.
And so, that's only good. That's not, if you've got cash and you don't have a bank account, you don't want to go through all that giving your bank account info to some questionable Bitcoin website, because fact is a lot of these Bitcoin sites come and go. I mean, if it's 6 months from now, the Coinbase might be gone. I mean, BitInstant is the one that I was talking about. We used to advertise for them, and then they just took themselves offline, basically. There's a big notice there on their site about how they're reworking things, but it's been up for several weeks.
Wow.
855, and a rumor has it they're being sued, but I don't know if that's true. So anyway, cashintocoins.com is in operation, and they are busy, busy, busy. This guy at cashintocoins.com promises he will get you your bitcoins within minutes, maximum 4 hours, because he's the guy doing it. There's one guy, cashintocoins.com. Go check them out. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Business owners, listen up.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
What if it happened? The lights go out and the power doesn't come back. Could you provide your family with the basic necessities of life? We can teach you how at the Sustainable Preparedness Expo. This Sunday, September 22nd at the Spokane County Fair and Expo Center. Learn about growing all your own food, herbal medicine, emergency medical and dental techniques, water well hand pumps, seed saving, emergency radio communication for beginners, and other life-saving information to provide you with the knowledge to survive in the direst of situations. situations. There's a wide variety of vendors offering the latest preparedness products and services. Plus, visit the Youngevity booth. The Sustainable Preparedness Expo is an event the entire family will enjoy. For tickets and registration info, go to sustainablepreparedness.com. Enter promo code GCN to save $3 on tickets. Don't wait to be a victim. Plan ahead with the Sustainable Preparedness Expo this Sunday, September 22nd at the Spokane County Fair and Expo Center.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live to control toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. And if you like the show, we were just talking with a gentleman on the phone about bitcoins, and you have bitcoins, you can drop them in the Bitcoin tip jar over at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. Our address, the Bitcoin address, is right there, and then there's also a Bitcoin chip-in to make it easy for you to contribute. So once again, go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. Now, if you don't yet have your Bitcoin wallet, you can get a free one from blockchain.info, and that makes it easy for you to have your Bitcoins on your phone, your iPhone, your Android phone. Blockchain's app is awesome. It's simple, it's easy to use, and it works. Plus, one of the great features of blockchain is that they encrypt your wallet within your browser, so they don't even have access. They don't know. Blockchain does not know how much money you have in your wallet, and therefore neither does the NSA. So blockchain.info is where you can go to get your first Bitcoin wallet for free, or get more than one. Blockchain.info, and get it on your phone, because that makes it so easy to use Bitcoin. Jason Talley, you were just telling us how great it is to be in Keene, New Hampshire, where multiple people are who accept and use Bitcoin on a semi-regular basis, and you were effusive about it a few moments ago off the air. Yeah, well, it's just convenient. I could get paid in Bitcoin. I can buy food with Bitcoin. I can get cash for Bitcoin.
You can, and you have done.
Oh, yeah, I do that all the time.
Yeah.
You know, I met a guy the other day who's asking me about where he can buy and what businesses take Bitcoins.
Mm-hmm.
And sadly, Keene has not. I mean, there are people, individuals in Keene who you can do business with, but as far as like businesses downtown.
Oh, you don't know about the Keene Bitcoin Network, do you?
Maybe not. I'm not plugged in.
So there's a Facebook group called Keene Bitcoin Network, mm-hmm. and there's a list on there. Now, albeit it is a small list at this point, but there's a list of businesses that take Bitcoin that are in the Keene area.
Really?
And one of them is your favorite hair salon, Motosuo.
Oh, really?
Another one is a flower shop or a garden shop out in Marlboro. And then I think the place you work might be willing to take it. I'm not sure about that one.
I think that we will take it sooner than later. But it's a new thing. So businesses are always like, what? Something new? We like our old ways of doing things.
And employees would have to be trained on it.
Yeah, that's really the thing.
So please, Allie, please drop by the Keene Bitcoin Network.
I will.
And you can get connected in there. And then the next time that guy comes in, if you see him again, you can let him know that. We're still on the early cusp of this whole Bitcoin thing, this Bitcoin evolution, if you want to call it that, because it's definitely not a revolution. It's not going back around to what has been in the past and starting over. Bitcoin is something that's totally new and exciting. It's decentralized currency, and it keeps your money out of the hands of the states And it was not created by the state. It was not created by a corporation. It's an open source project. And it's working very, very well. So once again, blockchain.info to go and get your Bitcoin wallet.
When it really becomes something where it's just accessible on your phone, if at some point you can just, like, you know, they have those apps where you can, like, bump phones with someone and exchange information. If you can do that and exchange money or currency, then that's going to be more convenient than getting your wallet and getting cash out.
Sure will.
Mm-hmm. That's when people are really going to be like, I prefer this Bitcoin thing.
Yeah.
Plus, it's better than a bank account because they don't even know how much money you have in your account. It's totally private.
Who wants to carry pictures of dead presidents around with him anymore?
Right, I know. Gross.
Yes. Let's go to the phones. To the fun. We've been also talking about entrepreneurialism at a young age. As inspired by this 11-year-old boy who is now raking in the dough, selling bow ties. Let's go to Rock, because we'd like to hear your story as well. If you've got it, maybe you were a young entrepreneur, or maybe, you know, maybe it worked out for you, or maybe you were discouraged from being an entrepreneur by either parents or the government. Please tell your story. Rock, you're on with us from Laconia, New Hampshire.
How you doing?
Rock, what's on your mind?
I heard you talking about the story that got me thinking that's very similar. And I wanted to concur what you guys were saying, that at least here in New Hampshire, it's manipulatedly monopolized, is how I'd put it. You know, there's the landlord owners group, there's the restaurant owners group, there's all these different groups around here that seem to push for that kind of regulation that keeps anybody else from being able to come into a little click up here.
It's the old boys club, and let me tell you, it's not just an up here kind of thing. The old boys network exists everywhere.
Well, it's pretty frustrating because I live in a totally different town than the city of Laconia. And I started up a taxi business. I went to the state, got my proper paperwork. Secretary of State signed. I paid all fees to be a taxi in the state, you know, to start my business.
So taxis are regulated at the state level in New Hampshire?
Well, apparently they're regulated at the city level in Laconia, too, and some other towns I found out. But still, Laconia seems to be the real clincher of my problem, because they want, I don't live in their town, I don't have a business stand in their town, I don't have a sign in their town, their city. But yet, if you want me to come get you in the city of Laconia, you know, break the monopoly taxis that they have, you can't have me do it. You can't have me do it legally, according to them. You know,
wow.
Because they want extortion money for their permits for me to be able to either drop off or pick up in that city, even though I don't live there. You know, it's like if I wanted to pick somebody up in Keene, I'd have to go ask them, hey, how much for me to be able to come into your city?
And what is it? I mean, what are they demanding? What is the city of Laconia people demanding from you?
I think it's not an exorbitant amount of money. But it's the principle of the matter. If I pay them, I'll have to pay everybody else. And you got to call every time you get a call from to find out if you can afford to go to that town to pick that customer up. I mean, you know, it's just setting a precedent of stupidity if I pay them.
Now, what would they do? I mean, now, is there a criminal charge? If you were to drive into Laconia, city limits.
I got a ticket for it. I went to
really?
The judge. Yeah. Well, you know, just as it's an old boys club up here. Still,
what's
in
the charge? What's the charge?
They charged me with failure to adhere to the police officer's orders, because the police officer had told me I'm not allowed to do that. Yeah.
But they didn't get you for not having a license?
They didn't. I don't think they technically got me for a taxi violation of any kind. But see, I don't live in that town. It's like any other. If you had a pizza shop in a town, and then you went to the next town to deliver it, would you have to go through there? City Hall for permission. I mean, I thought this was America, but it isn't in New Hampshire Central anyway.
No, this is how it works all over the place. There are always bureaucrats who believe they know what's best for you, and it doesn't matter to them that the state motto is live free or die.
Oh, yeah.
They want to tell you what to do.
People, of course. It's to protect
people. It's ridiculous.
People, but
they're only protecting the existing businesses.
But that's the kind of stuff that creates a criminal element out there, because if they cut off all your avenues of self-sufficiency, what if the person got left?
So how did the cop bust you? I mean, how did you end up getting ticketed in the first place?
Well, this has been going on for a while. Just last weekend, I brought some friends of mine. DWI Prevention dropped them off in the Weirs, just, you know, a place where people go up here. And And I dropped them off. And later when I picked them back up, because they called me drunk, hey, can you give me a ride? Okay, sure, buddy. And I get there, and they're telling me how the cops are asking them how much they paid me. And, of course, they told them they don't pay me. It was volunteer. I even had, I was thinking I was going to put F off LPD on my license plate because it means, LPD F off. It means licensed person frequently operating for free. But I think I'd get in more trouble. So.
Well, right. So you're legally allowed to give people rides. But you're just not allowed to take money for it.
How they explained it to me is if I gave my own mother a ride to the grocery store and she insisted I take some money for compensation on breaking the ordinance.
I remember a story out of Florida where they actually did an undercover sting operation to bust people willing to give others rides for money. They put a pretty young lady in a parking lot.
It takes away from the DWI money that fills the system full of money.
That's another good point, yeah. So what they did was they put this lady in this parking lot of like a grocery store. She asked this old guy who's like 80 years old if, Pops, can I get a ride home? I need a ride. And then when he was giving her a ride home, she offered him money, and he refused. He wasn't willing to take. She kind of like made him take the money from her, and they charged him.
Gosh!
They charged him with whatever that so-called crime is.
And you see, it just encourages people to not do nice things. I think it's nice if someone is willing to take me home, but if they can't, if it's like I would give this girl a ride, but. Not for free, like I'm not willing to, it'd be out of my way, and there's gas and gas money, like I would want compensation, but that's illegal, so she just gets no ride.
Hey, Rock, did you know that there in Laconia you actually have one of the founders of Cop Block living nearby?
Lakeport.
What's that?
In Lakeport. I think I met a couple of Cop Block supporters in Lakeport.
There's actually, right there in Laconia, right there on Main Street, there's a place called the Liberty Mall, and one of the proprietors is Damo Freeman. He is one of the founders of CopBlock.org. What I'd recommend is you go in there and have a chat with him. I bet he'd be able to give you some interesting ideas and maybe help work with you on this. Thanks for the call, Rock. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. More coming up. Hour number two is on the way. It's Free Talk Live. I want to introduce you to a new, groundbreaking method of emergency protection. It's called Peacekeeper. Are you fed up with the so-called state protection services? Then Peacekeeper is for you. The Peacekeeper app empowers neighbors to send and respond to emergency alerts. Help Peacekeeper help you by going to peacekeeper.org. Watch the video and learn how you can become a force for good in your neighborhoods. Peacekeeper.org.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
Name's Mark, and this here beastly hog is Princess. Easy, Princess. Slow your roll. So how does this chopper cowboy save on motorcycle insurance, you ask? Easy. I just strapped on my savings chaps called Geico, and bam. I'm saving so much, my Princess, well, she gets treated like a queen.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.